Hi, it's Dave. Welcome. Today I'm joined by David Reich. He is the host of the German Tesla News podcast called Tesla Welt. He lives in Germany. He works in IT. And he had a chance actually to be at the German Giga Berlin factory opening when they delivered their first cars with Elon Musk and the chancellor there. So I wanted to invite David on the show to give us an insider look into what happened at this opening kind of ceremony. He also had a chance to get a factory tour, which was a special tour. I wanted to get his insights on that as well. So David, welcome on the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah. So I actually showed a part of your clip where you actually filmed Elon Musk after the event doing like 18-minute speech, which is fantastic. So how was it being at the Giga Berlin's opening kind of first delivery event?
It was, of course, really amazing. It was the second time I've been there. I've been at GigaFest as well. I was very lucky to get invited to both events. And yes, it was just, I had goosebumps walking inside the factory or into the factory. And yeah, the weather was awesome. The setup was awesome. People were really great. And I had a very good time.
How did you get invited? I'm curious.
Actually, I was very lucky to be on the tour for the press, and so that was an invite by Tesla directly.
Okay.
And I think that was also because I write sometimes for German fanzine, Tesla fanzine, which is called T&E magazine, and yes, that
awesome.
Happened, I guess.
So a lot of us, we saw the event just through video clips and through some stories. So what did we miss out? Like, what did you see that, you know, we didn't see, you know, here away from Berlin?
One special thing was that I was able to be on this factory tour. We were just 11 people from the press who got invited, so that was quite exclusive. And yeah, the owner had some tours as well, I think. And it was just a very great insight of how the factory developed since GigaFest. There's a lot more activity, of course, and we were able to ask a lot of questions. And so, for example, I was able to see that they actually didn't start with a structural battery pack. I know a lot of people didn't think that would happen in Berlin straight away, but it was great to see that and to have confirmation for that. And
so the confirmation they're not starting right with structural battery pack.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah,
I actually could see the, in German they say marriage of the body of the car and the battery pack, and it didn't look like a structural battery pack to me. And they also said that they're going to build the frame for the structural battery pack later in the stamping press. So that was something that they told us. So that is not happening yet. So
got it. What parts of the factory did you see in this factory tour?
We walked basically the whole line. So we started with the stamping press, which is a huge press. It's a whole one big area with this press. They make 17 parts there for the body, basically. There are 5 steps, each of which takes 4 seconds. So in 20 seconds, you have a door or you have a body side panel or something like that. And then we continued to the assembly line, so where they assembled the body. That was actually also new to me because they showed us that they are building a second line already. So that was something I didn't know before. And the question is that for the first phase of Giga Berlin, for this 500,000 cars that they communicated, or is that already something to go ahead further and later? And they didn't want to say, actually. They didn't really, they just said, okay, that's for the ramp, it's an S-curve, we don't know, blah, 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 you know.
So was it, how did you know there was a second line? Did they
extra? They showed us.
They showed us.
And okay. So I'm talking about the body assembly, yeah?
Okay.
Where they built the body. There was a full running line with production running. And next to that, they already started building a second one, which I thought is very exciting, of course. And then we went to the Giga Press. So there are 2 gigapress actually installed and running. Third one is difficult to judge from the outside. I'm not an expert, but I would say 70% done. And the fourth one is maybe 50% done. And they told us there are going to be 4 more. So 8 gigapress all in all. Yeah.
Got it. Were you able to see like kind of the gigapress in action, or at least see,
yes,
you know, the finished, yes, kind of item? Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can't look inside, but we've seen it. There was smoke coming outside when the aluminium is going inside. It was really impressive. Yeah. And also they told us something interesting that I didn't know also. You know, you have this aluminium bars, which looks like very huge gold bars, but in aluminiums. And they said that there is actually 12 of these aluminium bars, which are 9 kilograms each, which build one rear panel, for example.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And what else did they share about the factory when you went on the tour? Did they give any expectations on how fast they would ramp at all, or any targets or anything like that?
No, they just said we don't know exactly how the ramp is going, and they were quite careful of what they communicate. But what they said, for example, and what they confirmed is that there are 3,500 people working there now, which makes Tesla the third biggest company in Brandenburg, which is the state where Giga Berlin is, or Giga Brandenburg, I have to say, is. And that is, of course, great for the state of Brandenburg and for the people there. And we confirmed as well that they're going to have 12,000 people for the first phase, which are the 500,000 cars, and 50 gigawatt hours of battery cell output. That was also new to me, that they so matched that or said that it's the first phase. I thought that's quite interesting.
Got it. Interesting. They didn't tell you like when they're starting to build battery cells, right?
They said in a couple of months.
I see.
And they said the equipment is getting installed. It's not finished, so there's no test production happening right now. They just said in a couple of months.
Got it. You were there, I guess, at the opening, the GigaFest party that they had. I think it was about 5 months ago or so. What was the difference that you noticed from 5 months ago compared to now at the factory?
Yeah, I think it's just way more busy. There's a lot of more people working, and of course the lines were running, so there was actually real production going on. At GigaFest there was just test production. Some parts were already working, but it was more to show the line to the people of Brandenburg. And not, and you could see that there are still some parts missing or some of the production line. And that is finished now, and it's just awesome to see.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then I noticed the Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, was there as well. What was his, I tried to listen to his talk, but it was all in German. I couldn't find any translation. So what was the gist of his message that he gave introducing like Elon Musk and the factory?
Yeah, it was great to see him there. I didn't know that he was going to be there. And he was not alone. He was also the German Minister of Economy, and he was also the Vice Chancellor. So, and there was, of course, the politicians from Brandenburg and local politicians as well. And yeah, basically he said that it's great to see that an American company is investing in Germany, and it needs to be this way, that we continue to believe in globalization. He said it's not good to stop or to be against globalization. Everybody and the whole world is going to have an advantage if we work together. And that means as well that German companies are investing in the US or in other countries, and US companies are coming to Germany as well. He also said that electric cars are the future, And it's the proof with Tesla in Brandenburg that this race is won by the electric vehicle. And yeah, he was really excited about the factory opening.
Interesting. I'm curious, how are Germans kind of taking or viewing Tesla's new factory in Germany? I know, you know, the auto industry is kind of a prized industry of Germany, with so many iconic brands, you know, BMW, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, all this. And now you have an outsider, right, a U.S. tech company come in and build this factory in the heart of Germany, promising kind of, you know, a next generation type of car. I mean, are there mixed feelings from Germans? Like, are there some people who are reserved or cautious about it, and then some others are excited about it? Like, around the people you know and just what you've been seeing, like, how has the reaction been so far?
I think it's the really genius strategic step from Elon Musk that he decided to go to Germany, because it's the biggest market in Germany for car, in Europe for cars, sorry. And the German people, they just love German cars. You have to say that. And it's, I guess, normal. So Tesla always had a hard time in Germany. You know, 2018, they didn't even sell 2,000 cars. And we have 4 million sold cars in 2018. 2019, the Model 3 came, then they sold 10,000 cars, but it was 4.3 million cars all in all. So Tesla didn't matter at all in Germany so far. And compared to other European countries, they have a hard time here. And I think that is going to change. Now Tesla is a German car maker, you can say. And that is just really genius, I think, from Elon.
Like, how much of kind of the slow adoption in Germany, like, what's the background or the reason? Is it kind of more this national preference to own German cars, or is there something else kind of behind, you know, the slow, you think, you know, penetration of Tesla in Germany?
No, I think it's mostly the love for the German cars, where people think German cars are the best, obviously, and American car brands didn't have a very good reputation in Germany so far. So that is something new for Germans to learn. And of course, there are some mixed feelings, and I can understand that, because the future for German car brands, in my opinion, or for some of them, doesn't look very good. And so, but for me, that's a great thing, or one more good argument why Tesla should be in Germany, because there's a lot of workforce here, and they're gonna give some hope also to the German car industry in the future. And that's what Elon's speech was all about, and I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. What about the demonstrations? So did you see any protesters like on the way into the factory at all?
No, I was way too early there. They didn't exactly. They were not so well informed when it starts, they were quite late. But they blocked quite a lot of people who couldn't come because of that. So that was I know some of them who couldn't make it because of that. Yeah.
So what's your take on the whole water situation? I know so far, you know, Tesla has, you know, the ability to use the water, but have you been following the whole saga? Do you think it'll, you know, go to court, and what will the outcome, like, what's the time frame? How long do you think this is going to take?
I think there will be, of course, other environmental groups, or the same environmental groups, who are going to continue to sue Tesla wherever they can. That is, I think we have to, that's going to be like that. But I think that is not really an issue. And they really lost the case, and big time, the last one. And it was very unclear in the media. There were really bad reports about this, and but it's not true. The water supply is granted by the state of Brandenburg, and there is enough water. The water supply is even sufficient for further industry installations in Brandenburg. It's not only for Tesla, but also for other ones, and that is what the court actually said. All the reports that have been afterwards and which were really confusing were mostly based on the on the communication of the water supplier, who weirdly said, "Oh, we just lost our case, so now we don't have any basis for supplying Tesla with water," which was just not the truth. And I think there's no issue with the water for the first phase of Giga Berlin. There is absolutely zero issue. And even for further steps, there will be solutions. And the government is doing everything to help Tesla with this endeavor. And I think it's not going to be an issue.
Interesting. So do you think Tesla will be okay expanding at Giga Berlin, like with their second phase, a second building? And like, how long do you think that'll take? I mean, it seems like they put a pause on that expansion right now. Are they just waiting to get, you know, production up and running before expanding further? Like, what's your insight on that?
No, I don't think they pause at all. That was also due to some media reports who said, "Oh, but there is not a second phase already in the planning." There, and that was just a miscommunication. They're not going to stop. They're going to accelerate as fast as they can. It's You heard what Elon said as well on his speech. He was just saying that it's all about scaling. That's what the Master Plan Part 3 is all about. And they're going to do everything to make more cars.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. And then one of the questions, do you think the war in Ukraine is having any impact on people's mentality or view on oil and gas? Do you think it'll accelerate the shift to sustainable energy, to electric vehicles at all? Or do you think it's not going to be that much of an impact?
I think it's going to have a huge impact. Yes, of course, it's going to speed up electrification. People are going to switch faster to electric vehicles. I think Tesla have seen a crazy demand in the last couple of weeks. I believe even that the price increases, and they increased the prices a lot in Germany. The Model 3 got 6,000 euros more expensive. And it's just like, I think it's the long range is just 1,000 euros off the long range Model Y now. So it's 57,000 euros now, which is really crazy. And I think that is basically just a demand reaction, or the reaction to the demand. I don't think it's nickel prices. Yes, of course, that will have an impact on Tesla at some point, but I guess they have long-term contracts. So the immediate reaction was to the demand, I think.
Mm-hmm. Got it. David, thank you for joining. I'll go ahead and link to your YouTube podcast channel in the video description below. I'll also link to your Twitter profile so people can check you out. Thanks again for giving us an inside look at Giga Berlin and the factory opening. Any kind of last kind of thoughts or things you wanted to say?
What really surprised me was to see the Tesla team. Basically, they were so excited, and there was a great spirit there, I feel. And you know, some of them, they told me they had tears in their eyes when the first production cars came off the line. And it's just a crazy huge milestone for everybody. And it took a long time, some people say, because of German red tape, of course. That played a role, but it doesn't matter anymore. It's done now, it's open, and they're going to produce a lot of cars and really make a difference on the European car market.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, David. Again, nice meeting you. And yeah, hope to hear from you again.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.